Are you driving back from Detroit right now?
No, we're headed out to Ann Arbor. We're actually going to go out and we do a second press conference out at the Big House.
Do you have a separate speech? Or are you going to go with the same lines?
Well, you know, my feeling is real simple, but we're honored to be included. But we don't want to take a back seat to anybody in an event like this. And the Red Wings are hosting it, which is great for the city of Detroit. The Illich family have done so much in this area. Like, people have no idea. They see the pro teams, but the money they've dropped on youth hockey in Michigan it's in the millions. And but you know, we're not coming here as the Washington Nationals or whatever that team plays the Globetrotters. We're coming here with the best fan base in pro hockey, the most loyal fans in pro sports, and however many tickets they give us, we will sell them and we will be there with blue on.
Do you have any idea right now what the allotment will be for Maple Leafs?
No, but we've told them if they give us 60,000, we'll sell them. The original, like I said at the press conference, they asked me originally, can you sell 50,000? And I said, I need 48 hours. And they said, 40,000, 48 hours. Then they said, what about 50? I said, I need 72 hours then. So, you know, we really believe that our fan base, and this is not just from Ontario, we believe people will drive from the prairies to see this game and wear blue.
No doubt about that. Brian, for the second year in a row, the Marlies will be involved in an outdoor game as well. It's amazing how this thing has really grown in a short period of time.
It is, and it's because I think it takes us, I don't want to sound really corny or sentimental here, but it takes you back to your roots. So this is where we all learn how to play. This is all, you know, and there's no shirts and skins in an outdoor hockey game. It's cold, and it's not 5-on-5. They throw the sticks in the middle, and it's 8-on-8, and it's a lot of fun. And we used to play as kids. Like, I remember we would go down the outdoor rink. The warming house opened at 9 o'clock. But if the day was nice, we'd be down there playing with our boots on the snowdrifts, you know, at 7:15. And then when this warming house opened, you put your lunch and your boots in the warming house, and you go play till lunchtime, go in and eat in the morning. You didn't go home for lunch. And then you go back out and play till supper time. And then the lights were on till 9. We'd come back down and play. And if the moon was out, we'd put our boots back in the snowbank and keep playing. So this takes us all back, I think, to how we learned the game and how we learned to love the game.
When you factor in those type of memories, when you factor out the revenue that this thing now generates, take us into a Board of Governor meeting now and how teams, I would imagine, fight to try to host one of these things now.
Well, it's a television-driven event. What's made it big is that NBC said, we want to do this, and that's why it's been all American teams to this point. They've tried to select teams that will drive a television audience in the U.S., knowing that the CBC will do the game and will do good numbers anyway in Canada. So we're the first non-American team to be asked to play. There's no accident in that. You know, I think they looked at this and said, there's only one team that could play in a venue that size and fill it with the help of the Red Wings, obviously. They got great fans, too. But that's why it's grown the way it has. Now, the economics of it, we're the road team. So this doesn't make any difference to us. We're not going to get any money for doing it. We're going to get whatever, you know, tickets are allotted to the visiting team. There will probably be 12 cold beer in the coach's room after, and we're going to get back on the bus. It's a road game for us. There's no economic incentive or advantage to us at all. They have not scaled the house yet, so I don't know what the revenues will be. And I don't know how that split works between the NHL and the hosting team or any other venue, any other party. So I can't give you a good answer, Nikki, on the economics other than as the road team, they won't affect us.
Brian, as you obviously get excited from this day moving forward to the anticipation, do you sit there as the road team, sit there and go, okay, let's look at Toronto now and why can't we host one of these places? Obviously, there's issues with the Rogers Centre or anywhere else. There's no place for the Toronto Maple Leafs to host something like this right now. Is that correct?
Well, we think we can host it at BMO and do a great job with the game. The advantage of BMO is that it's more certain weather than some of these other venues they've picked. We think that we could BMO and get it up to 30,000 plus. And the advantage of BMO is you've got all those buildings all around it. So even if it's a bitterly cold day between Rico and Just Energy and all that underground parking, we could actually make it comfortable for people, even if it's minus 30. We can keep them inside till right before the game begins. We can even get them inside in between periods if need be, and certainly right after the game. So we think we provide some logistical and hosting opportunities and comfort opportunities that other venues can't provide. If it's a bitterly cold day at the Big House, you got one option. You freeze your ass off.
Brian Burke is with us talking about the 2013 Winter Classic. A tweet from Andrew says, I'll be coming from Calgary next year wearing Big Blue, on the heels of what Brian just said, people coming from the prairies. 24/7, the HBO series, is that confirmed that it'll be a part of next year's event as well?
No, the deal with HBO for 24/7 has not been extended to cover next year. They've scheduled meetings to do it. I think HBO wants to continue doing it. I think they realize it's a compelling series. And for any of our fans that have not seen it, you can buy it. You can buy the box set. And I don't buy TV shows. I don't understand why you'd watch TV shows again, but I buy this one. And I watched every episode. I think it gives a marvelous look at the guts of the game. You're right inside the dressing room. And then it shows the breadth of the game, too, and the personalities in their homes and with their kids. And it's just must-see TV for hockey.
Brian, is it a foregone conclusion that they get carte blanche coming in, or would you have some concerns with your hockey club with access?
They get full access. The team has a very limited right to ask that footage not be shown, and it's very limited. It's quite a push and pull. You know, Nick, how I do things. I've talked to every team that's been in a Winter Classic. I've gotten their list of concerns. I've covered this with most recently with Glenn Sather and Paul Holmgren. They said that the HBO guys are not intrusive at all, that the players get used to it right away. But let's say two players had a fight in the dressing room. You could go to the league and say, we can't air that, you know, which does happen. And we don't mind when it happens sometimes. Sometimes it's good for a team. But let's say two guys, you know, get into it in practice. They come off and the one guy says, screw you, and next thing you know, they're fighting. I'm not sure that's good for us or the league, so... You have very limited opportunities to restrict what is shown on TV, and the teams that have had to invoke that, it is quite a tussle.
Did you ever think that you'd come full circle and be in favor of cameras being in your dressing room doing a series like this?
No, we have 24/7 now in Toronto. I mean, this is why I've said we would never do this unless it's part of a Winter Classic, but I really believe that when the league asks you to participate in an event, you go. I think it's an honor when the league asks you to go. So if that's a condition of going, then we have to accept that condition. But no, as a standalone, I would never allow this because we have this now.
Brian Burke with us on Hockey Central at noon, chatting about the 2013 Winter Classic, which is now turning into a week-long event. There's going to be some junior games played downtown, the alumni game. Obviously, the Toronto Maple Leafs will be a big part of that. We're trying to get Kipper to continue playing and extend his alumni career one more year. Is there anything you can say to motivate him? You were his coach, as general manager at one point.
Well, Nick Kiprios had I would love to take a shot at him, but the year that Nicky played for me in Hartford, it was just, he had an unbelievable season for us. He had like 17 goals and 300 penalty minutes. He fought everybody. He chipped in with timely goals. He was a real good leader with our younger players, so I'd love to take a shot at him, but I can't for how he played for me because he was marvelous. But I will say, I don't know, when they do a list, if they only take 20, I don't know if Kipper makes that.
Yeah, it's a tough one to crack. Okay, Berkey, is there a Kipper out there at the trade deadline you might find? Give us something here.
No, it's been very quiet. I don't think, from listening to the chatter on your show and different shows, how quiet it is. I think it's very frustrating for you guys, but I sense that reflects the marketplace. I sense they're still are not in a selling position, and the teams that have those handful of players that teams are after are asking for exorbitant prices for them, and I think we'll see a log jam and a lot of activity right at the deadline. I can't see this breaking much before that.
But you're in a pretty good position right now, as big of a cushion as you've had in a long time. Maybe your time in Toronto.
Well, our players have played very well. Our coaches have done a good job. Our team has played well, and it changes your shopping list, obviously. It not only reduces the urgency you feel to make a deal, but it also, you look at, even a month ago, I would have said, our second line is struggling, and And now all of a sudden, Grabowski's been just wonderful to watch, and he's got the other two guys going too. So it changes the urgency you feel, and it changes your shopping list. So I really like the way our team, you know, against Winnipeg, I thought we played a real sound game. Unfortunate goal or two, maybe. But I like the way we're playing now, and it does change your, as a GM, it changes that shopping list.
Brian, obviously the focus has always been about making the playoffs, but do you now trade to think about how to get past maybe a New York or a Philadelphia in a seven-game series? Is that what ultimately it's all about when you try to add a piece now?
Well, our goal is to make the playoffs, and that's, we're far from there. You know, we're in a playoff position today, but the way this race is going to go with the three-point games, you're going to be in one day, out the next. You're going to be in fifth one day and ninth the next. It's going to be like nails on a chalkboard right till the end of the season. So I think you'd be getting ahead of yourself if you say, if we add this guy. The type of guy we'd like to add would be that player, though, would be a guy that would increase our chances of having success in the playoffs. You know, getting in and getting your ass kicked isn't that much fun. Getting in and winning a round, or at least bloodying the nose of the team you play, at least, you know, making them stagger into the next round, that's what it's all about, and that's what we'd like to do if we can.
Hey, do us a favor when you're down at Ann Arbor. Scout the Four Seasons Hotel, because Doug McClain really needs to know exactly what he's dealing with in terms of accommodations.
He's going to have to stay at any hotel that will take him.
I hear they're already booked up.
I couldn't tell you.
That the people were anticipating this and were just blocking off rooms, and maybe they'll sell them.
That wouldn't surprise me.